news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we've rounded the final curve leading up to the end of voting in the 2020 presidential elections. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are making their last appeals to voters. Trump actually held 5 rallies on Sunday, hitting Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida this weekend, downplaying the pandemic, and even hinting that he'd fire Dr. Anthony Fauci after the election.
Don't tell anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Trump will continue his whirlwind tour Monday through North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Joe Biden is campaigning in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Obviously, that's a swing state that could be the tipping point of a close election. With 90 million ballots already cast by mail or early in-person voting, election experts say the candidates' final messages were meant to boost turnout rather than win new supporters. Trump, whose schedule includes several states on Monday, downplayed the coronavirus surge and told supporters, "A great red wave is forming." Yeah. He also continued to question the integrity of the election, threatening court battles. Joe Biden held 2 events in Philadelphia on Sunday, telling Pennsylvania the election is in their hands, saying, "The truth is, to beat the virus, we've got to first beat Donald Trump." Unfortunately, there are lots of troubling signs in these final days leading up to November 3rd. The FBI is investigating the alleged harassment of a Joe Biden campaign bus by drivers displaying Trump 2020 flags in Texas. People in vehicles that were part of a Trump train yelled profanities and obscenities and blocked the Biden entourage. At one point, sideswiping a car, causing extensive damage. Neither Biden or Kamala Harris were aboard. By the way, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted the idea of this very incident just a few days earlier. Donald Trump reacted to the news.
They had the thing with these really, I'd say, very good people. They were riding along a highway, and you had Sleepy Joe's bus. So they escorted the bus, and the radical left said, "Oh, what a horrible thing that is to escort the bus." They don't tell you about Antifa that go around burning down your cities, Democrat run, only Democrat run. They don't talk about that, bopping people over the head, killing people, setting everything on fire. They don't tell you about that. They tell you about people that are driving down a highway with an American flag and a Trump flag, right?
That is the definition of opposite world. And by the way, Antifa is not an organization, and they've done no such thing that he's alleging. Just saying. But wait, there's more. In the New York metropolitan area, hundreds of vehicles flying Trump, MAGA, and American flags backed up traffic, causing delays over the weekend when they stopped on the Mario Cuomo Bridge, shutting it down to cheer and chant. In Virginia, police responded Sunday to incidents during another Trump train rally. There's also concern about election unrest that could coalesce with ongoing racial justice protests. And at the White House, they're prepping for something, as beginning Monday, crews are building a non-scalable fence to secure the White House complex, Ellipse, and Lafayette Square. Plus, 250 National Guardsmen have been put on standby, reporting to Metropolitan Police officials. The courts will be extra busy over the next month or so. The Texas Supreme Court on Sunday rejected a push by conservative activists and Republican candidates to preemptively throw out 127,000 votes cast in largely Democratic Harris County. The ballots were cast at drive-through polling sites that many people used because of coronavirus. The state's all-Republican high court denied the request to invalidate those votes without explaining its decision. But it's not over yet. The Republican plaintiffs are pushing a similar lawsuit in federal court, arguing that drive-through voting somehow violates the Constitution. There is a hearing on that very motion Monday, the day before Election Day, in Houston, where the county tested the drive-through service in the July primary runoff, allowing voters to pull up in their cars and vote using an electronic tablet. In another ruling, a federal judge on Sunday ordered the U.S. Postal Service to remind senior managers that they must follow, quote, extraordinary measures to deliver ballots ahead of Tuesday's presidential election. Voters are casting a record number of mail-in ballots so they can avoid the risk of coronavirus infection. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan said that the Postal Service must use special procedures it has in place to make sure it, quote, delivers every ballot possible by the cutoff time on Election Day. The U.S. Postal Service, by the way, has agreed to do so. Stay tuned. So, what do we think is going to happen Tuesday night? Well, Axios is reporting that Trump has told confidants that he will declare victory on Tuesday night if he's leading the election. Trump denied he planned to declare victory prematurely, but added that, quote, it's a terrible thing when ballots can be collected after an election. Axios' Jonathan Swan reported that Trump had privately said he would stick to a plan to declare victory early, even if there were still uncounted votes in crucial states like Pennsylvania that could alter the shape of the Electoral College in subsequent hours or days. By the way, Axios, who has been playing out the different scenarios, said that in order to claim he had reached the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win, Trump would need to have commanding leads in most battleground states, including Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Texas, Iowa, Arizona, and Georgia. Good luck with that. By the way, a number of states, including Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, could be unresolved by Tuesday night. Turning to COVID, more than 1.2 million people worldwide have now died of the virus, and some nations are preparing for an even more devastating winter. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning lawmakers that coronavirus deaths this winter could be twice as high as during the first wave of the outbreak. Johnson's been criticized by the Conservative Party for, quote, giving in to scientific advisors after announcing a new strict national lockdown this weekend. The U.S., by the way, is hurtling toward 10 million cumulative cases as 31 states reported record daily case numbers last month. It's another sign that, contrary to Trump's repeated denials, this pandemic is not going away. On a related note, open enrollment for health insurance via the Affordable Care Act quietly began on Sunday and runs through December 15th. See your options now at healthcare.gov. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click that donate button and vote.